This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Overwhelmed hospitals in the United States are converting chapels, cafeterias, waiting rooms, hallways, even a parking garage into patient treatment areas. Staff members are desperately calling around to other medical centers in search of open beds. Fatigue and frustration are setting in among frontline workers. Conditions inside the nation's hospitals are deteriorating by the day as the coronavirus rages across the United States at an unrelenting pace, and the confirmed death toll surpasses 250,000. The number of people in the hospital with COVID-19 in the U.S. has doubled in the past month alone and set new records every day this week. As of Tuesday, nearly 77,000 were hospitalized with the virus. Newly confirmed infections per day in the U.S. have exploded more than 80% over the past 2 weeks to the highest levels on record. Pfizer says new test results show its coronavirus vaccine is 95% effective. The company said Wednesday results also show it appears safer and protects older people most at risk of dying from COVID-19. It's the final data needed to seek emergency use of limited shot supplies, even as the catastrophic outbreak worsens across the globe. Wednesday's announcement comes just a week after it first revealed promising preliminary results. Pfizer and BioNTech said that they expect to produce up to 50 million vaccine doses globally in 2020. U.S. President Donald Trump will sharply reduce the number of U.S. forces in Afghanistan from 4,500 to 2,500 before he leaves office. The Pentagon made the announcement Tuesday, stopping short of the complete withdrawal. Mr. Trump threatened to carry out